Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If we play the game Free Association and I say the words duck pin bowling, I bet for many of you, the first thing that will pop into your head is Baltimore. Just like if I say Natty Bo beer or crab cakes or Formstone, all of those would elicit Baltimore as well. And duck pin bowling is associated with Baltimore to a great extent. But hold your ears, some of you. This small pin, small ball bowling game may have been invented in Baltimore, but it also may not have been invented in Baltimore. The prevailing story goes that it was invented by two former Baltimore Orioles baseball players, John McGraw and Wilbert Robinson. McGraw and Robinson pooled their bonuses from outstanding seasons in 1894, 1895, and 1896 and bought a bar downtown they called, appropriately, the Diamond. They served beer and hard-boiled eggs and, of course, crab cakes. And they installed a regular 10-pin bowling alley that did well in the winter, but in the sweltering Baltimore summer, swinging that big, heavy 10-pin ball was too much work, and the bowling lane sat empty. But then the two bar-owning Orioles got an idea. They took their pins down to a local carpenter, shaved them down, found some smaller balls, and set up smaller alleys in their bar. And lo and behold, that summer, flocks of people came to bowl. With smaller everything and cold beer from the bar, apparently you could keep cool and still bowl all summer long. So we have the sport, but how about the name? Duck pin reportedly came from Robinson, an active duck hunter. The story goes that he was hunting one day on the Chesapeake Bay and turned to his partner and said, "Look, when I shoot at those ducks, they scatter all over the place, just like my little flock of pins back in Baltimore." And voila, the name duck pin bowling. We know for sure that Robinson and McGraw did have a bar, and they did add duck pin bowling around 1900. But the pesky historians have done some digging, and it turns out there are references to duck pin bowling in New England a few years before Robinson and McGraw. None other than the preeminent Boston Globe ran a series in 1894 about a new bowling fever that was taking over, specifically calling it duck pin. Maybe McGraw and Robinson were oblivious to what was going on in New England and invented duck pin here in Baltimore all by themselves. Or maybe they heard that there was some small pin bowling going on up north and kind of reinvented it here. Regardless, Baltimore became the sport's epicenter. Not only did we have a ton of duck pin bowlers, the nation's first official league started here in 1903. The popularity of duck pin bowling has waxed and waned over the years, and today there are about 40 duck pin lanes left in the country. In Baltimore, we've got Patterson Pins just off of Eastern Avenue near Patterson Park, and Stonely Lanes up in Towson. If you go to Cleveland, you can go to the High and Dry, or up in New Haven, Connecticut, you can go to the Woodlawn Bowling Lane. One of the challenges in keeping these 40 places afloat is that the machines that reset the pins were invented in the early 1950s and involved no fewer than 1,000 moving parts. They're not making them anymore, so if one of those parts breaks, you've got to cannibalize from one of your other machines, or you've got to find somebody else with another bowling alley who's willing to sell you the part that you need. Neither is an ideal solution. I'm going to wrap up by going back to whether Baltimore is the world center of duck pin bowling. Since 1928, the Duck Pin Bowling Congress has bestowed the honor of a national champion, and for many years they have listed the top 5 bowlers, both men and women. I just checked, and this year all 5 of the top women were from the Baltimore area, as were 4 of the top 5 men. So while we may not know exactly whether our former Baltimore Orioles McGraw and Robinson were the true inventors, I think we can safely say that duck pin bowling really is quintessentially a Baltimore sport. For more information on duck pin bowling, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute Histories videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.